When Governor Steve Sisolak issued stay-at-home orders in mid-March, colleges and universities in Nevada took the unprecedented step of moving all classes online. Now, much like the rest of the state, schools are looking for ways to safely reopen ahead of the fall semester. But at the University of Nevada, Reno, a large portion of the faculty is taking issue with the administration's plan to move to what's called a high flex model, where half the students will be in the classroom while the other half will be online. KUNR's Paul Boger spoke with Professor Melissa Burnham, Vice President of the Nevada Faculty Alliance, to discuss those concerns.
Professor Burnham, your group, the Nevada Faculty Alliance, is circulating a petition calling on UNR administration to address a handful of concerns ahead of the upcoming fall semester. You know, what are those concerns at this point?
So one is the safety issues, especially being in enclosed spaces. We know that kind of that's where the outbreaks are happening. They're talking about only allowing half of the capacity of the room in at any given time in person. So mask wearing, distanced within the classroom. We think that most students will align with the policy, will wear their masks, but it's kind of hit or miss whether people are actually following the direction to wear a mask or not while in public. There's safety concerns regarding faculty themselves who might be in an at-risk category. They can petition, they can fill out paperwork with the university, with the HR department, to receive accommodations to be able to teach fully online. But in order to do that, it's a process of filling out forms and getting medical documentation and things like that that people may or may not feel willing to disclose.
Your group has taken issue with the schools moving to this high flex model of teaching. It's where half the students are in person and the other half are online, and they switch every other class. You know, what's at issue with that particular model?
We, I think, prefer, as faculty members, as most of us, prefer to teach in person because it's much easier to facilitate that kind of engagement in class when you're in person. But for safety's sake, trying to do both at the same time, literally at the same time, is a challenge to think about. You know, how do you do really good online instruction with breakout rooms and chat feature and monitoring all of that, while at the same time engaging the students who are there with you in person? Can they even get into small groups in person? You know, in some cases, the Zoom breakout rooms are actually a safer model for small group discussions because there's no, you know, you're not in the same room together. You're not in danger of shouting at each other across a 6-foot gap in a small, relatively small classroom.
You know, at the end of the day, what would you like to see the university do to address your concerns?
First, maybe a survey even of students, you know, really reaching out, describing what the in-person will look like, the in-person experience, that it will be every other class for every class. And your classes are not going to be synchronized, of course. So if you have 4 classes on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, in some of them, you might be in the I am in person today group. And in some of them, you might be in the Zoom group, right? They should know about the disinfecting and the mask wearing procedures and the social distancing. This is the plan, and this is what it's going to look like, and this is what your responsibilities will be if we do this high flex or mixed delivery model. So do you prefer that, or would you prefer to take your classes, the majority of them, just all online? It would be nice to have faculty surveyed as well to find out what their preference is. Faculty choice would be my ultimate goal, and I think the NFA's ultimate goal, to make sure that faculty feel comfortable in requesting accommodations, requesting to be able to teach fully online, that it shouldn't just be based on a medical condition that I have or a family member has. I think pedagogically, I know what works for my classes and I know how I could do this online pretty well. And I wish I had that choice.
Melissa Burnham is a professor in the College of Education and the vice president of the UNR chapter of the Nevada Faculty Alliance. Professor Burnham, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
KUNR reached out to the university for a comment. In a statement, a spokesperson from the provost's office says, "There are many voices that we are listening to in crafting our plans for the fall. Faculty and students have choices and processes for requesting teaching and learning accommodations. Faculty and all other university employees may apply for alternative work arrangements, leave, or accommodations." As a note of disclosure, the Nevada System of Higher Education owns the license to this station.